All right. Well, we're going to hear from one of the companies taking part in Move Your Met. Jennifer O'Connor is from Aon, and she's on the line now. Jennifer, first of all, tell us about Aon. Who are you? What do you do? How big are you?
Well, Aon is the leading global advisor, Pat, on the topics of risk and people. So we provide innovative solutions to our clients around six key areas mainly. So those being health, talent, risk, retirement, data analytics, and also capital. So we're quite a big company. Globally, we're in over 120 countries with around and about 69,000 colleagues. So there are a lot of us.
Okay, you're huge. I get the point. You're absolutely huge, Jennifer. How many, though, work in Ireland?
We have, I suppose, a colleague base of about 500 or so in Ireland. So we have two offices in Dublin, and we also have regional offices around the country. So we have offices in Cork, Shannon and Mullingar and Belfast also.
Now, the name Aon, A-O-N, where did that come from?
Do you know what? It's actually something that a lot of our colleagues don't know before they start with us at Aon. It's an Irish word, so meaning Iverhain or one. And really, our roots are very much Irish. We had a founder in Patrick Ryan, who came up with the word of Aon, meaning oneness, and really it's all about uniting as one team and collaborating as one.
Okay, so what sort of a team have you got on Moving Your Met?
We have a fantastic team. Do you know what, Pat? We have been extremely busy here at Aon throughout the past number of weeks. I suppose having signed up for the Move Your Met Workplace Fitness Challenge back in January, we really wanted to do something that was that little bit extra to really help support colleagues and to make it as easy and as fun as possible for anybody to participate and to get involved. So with the help of an extremely motivated wellbeing team, I must say, as well as a huge support from our senior leadership team at Aon, we were really able to organise nutrition, fitness workshops for our colleagues, which are free. They are on-site and open to all levels of ability.
So have you noticed any improvement in them?
Oh, I would say most definitely. There's undoubtedly a buzz about the place. That's one thing I'd say, particularly around run or walk times. And during the course of our workshops also. So I suppose the thing to remember is that health and fitness can be quite a personal thing. Mm-hmm. And we all experience varying levels of health and well-being at different times throughout our lives. But what our Healthy Habits program does in conjunction with the Move Your Met initiative is really encourage colleagues by reassuring them that, look, not everybody is going to be a marathon runner. But the important thing is that every day matters, and the key is to be happy in what you are doing today, with the focus being on looking after yourself first and foremost. So the rest will really take care of itself. Yeah.
Now, you were actually a bit ahead of the curve because you have a wellness initiative which you started, in 2014?
2014, that's right. So wellness at Aon is really held with high regard, both at a local and, I suppose, at a global level within our offices around the world. We have four aspects of well-being at Aon. Those would be physical, emotional well-being, financial, and also social well-being. So there's really something for everybody. The program was formally, as you mentioned, Pat, introduced in the Dublin office in 2014. And really, we've since grown from strength to strength. We found the interest has been huge. We did run a showcase wellness week in 2015, which was an entire week dedicated to wellness. So this year, we're really rolling out our wellness campaign over the course of the full year as opposed to just 1 week. And the theme for this year is Be All You Can Be in 2016. So the focus is on the individual and their individual goals. So whether our colleagues want to be more active, stop smoking, look after their mental well-being, or simply eat more healthily, we've lots of activities and opportunities to support our colleagues in achieving their well-being goals throughout the year.
Jennifer O'Connor from Aon, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Pat.